transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show with their special guest, the co-star of their Hal Wallace production, Sailor Beware, Corrine Calvet. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. And by Chesterfield. Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Hi, folks. Thank you. This is Dean Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Well, another Friday has snuck up on us, and our old familiar gang is on hand, only this time we're in unusual surroundings. Jerry and I are playing a theater date, and this show is coming to you right from the stage. We're having lots of fun, and if you care to join us for the next half hour, we'll gladly cut you in on it. Now I'd like to kick off the festivities with a little song. So, Ricardo.
To be loved is a thrilling sensation, as thrilling as can be. Though it happens in every nation, they greet it differently. Every mademoiselle whispers ooh la la la. Every Englishman talks to his pater. Every smitten Venetian goes tra la la la. And the Irish say Mother McCree. But when I look at you and I thrill like I do, there is only one thing I can say. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, what a joy, a joy, a joy, a joy, a joy. To know that you love me, by heaven above me. I never expected to pick you up divine.
The others will try and try and try and try and try to give you the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye.
But when they approach you, I'll keep them in line,
in line, in line.
By telling them, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you're mine. Certain characters hide it a little when Cupid comes along. Some mechanics shift gears in the middle and drummers kick the gong. Every cowboy I know hollers yippee-yi-yay. Every clown in the circus goes oopla. Every sailor in port hollers anchors away, and an Indian it gives you the ah. But when you hold me tight like you're doing tonight, there is only one thing I can say. Oh boy, oh boy,
oh boy,
oh boy, oh boy,
oh boy.
Oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, what a joy,
oh
a joy,
joy,
a joy,
oh
a joy, a joy. To know that you love me, by heaven above me. I never expected to pick you up divine.
The others will try and try and try and try and try to give you the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye.
But when they approach you, I'll keep them in line,
in line, in line.
By telling them, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you're mine.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. And now it becomes my pleasure to introduce one of the most wonderful people in the whole world. You see?
Hey, Dean, you're supposed to introduce me.
Ah, Jerry, you mad fool, you. Don't you know I was introducing you?
And I'm one of the most wonderful people in the world?
That's right, Jerry.
You don't think I'm jerky?
Well, of course not.
You don't even think I'm an idiot?
Jerry, I think you're as normal and as sane as anybody else.
Oh. What is it, Jerry? You want to be an idiot?
I better if I want to keep working.
Okay, so you're not normal. You're stupid, you're an idiot, you're crazy, and you're nutty.
Dean, you want to keep working, too?
That was a low blow, Jerry. You really cut me to the quick.
It's a good thing I didn't cut you to the look. You see, because look and quick are magazines. He says, I cut you to the quick. I said, cut you to the look. It's the same gag, only a different magazine. It's larger, see? Oh, I wish I was dead.
Now, Jerry.
The least you can do is say hello to all the nice people out here. This happens to be one of the world's most hospitable cities.
Sure, with all the damp weather, everybody ends up in a hospitable. You know the little white cloud that cries?
Yes.
Well, over this town, he must have had hysterics.
Now, careful, Jer, or you'll wear out your welcome.
No, I was just kidding, Dean. Honest, I think this is the most wonderful town. Just last night, I went up to the top of a high hill, and there below me was the entire beautiful city. Its majestic streets shining bright in the night, the sparkling lights, like ropes of diamonds leading to the sapphire blue waters. And as I breathed in the rich, clean air from the bay, I said to myself,
Now, Jerry, there are many wonderful sights in this city.
I know, like the girl I went out with last night. What a sight.
Oh, Jerry, can't you think of anything but girls?
Sure, if I use willpower.
I know. Well, anyway, where did you take that girl last night?
Oh, we went for a ride on the stable cars.
Look, Jerry, you be a good boy tonight, and right after the show, I'll take you to a famous Italian restaurant for dinner with antipasto, minestrone, cacciatore, lasagna, and spumoni.
All seven of us?
No, Jerry, antipasto, minestrone, cacciatore, lasagna, and spumoni aren't people.
Oh, they're relatives.
Oh, stop. Now, look, Jerry, will you do me one little favor to make me happy?
Anything, booby.
Do you plan on taking a bath tonight?
Yes.
Well, don't fight the current. Just go down the drain.
Now, you wait a second, Dean. I'm supposed to get the laughs around here.
Well, don't tell me you begrudge me just one lousy laugh.
Lousy laughs, I don't begrudge you. Big laughs, yes.
All right, I surrender, Jerry. Tell me, who's our first guest tonight?
Oh, well, since this is the right time of the year, we were going to interview one of them income tax experts.
What do you mean we were going to interview one of them?
Well, he never showed up, but have no fear, Deanie, old boy, because when it comes to taxes, I know what's all about it.
Well, what do you know about taxes?
It's the best darn state in the union.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, as a public service, we are proud to present that renowned authority on income taxes and the author of those two famous books, You Can't Take It With You, and You Can't Even Keep It While You're Here, Mr. Herbert Swine. Well, tell us, Mr. Swine, how did you get started in tax work?
Well, I guess I picked it up from my little gray-haired mother. She taught me everything about figures.
Oh, she was a school teacher?
No, she was a stick man for a floating crap game.
Oh. Well, supposing we get back to taxes, would you care to tell us something about the national tax structure?
Yes, sir, boy. Now, here's the way it works. First, the government takes your money.
Yes?
That's it, buddy. The government takes your money.
Tell me... Tell me, Mr. Swine, as a professional tax man, which form do you prefer?
Well, I'd say it was a toss-up between Janet Lee and Lana Turner.
I thought it was a toss-up between the long form and the short form.
Look, you toss what you want to toss, and I'll toss what I want to toss.
Before our time runs out, Mr. Swine, I'd like to ask you one last question. Now, tell me, do you have any idea where the word income originated?
Certainly. In stems from the Latin word inibus, which means never have your tonsils removed in a crowded bus. Come stems from the Anglo-Saxon word reeny rick,
which means people who live in glass houses should keep their shades down. Put them together and you have income. And this really means come to Fort Knox during visiting hours and I'll let you stare at your money.
That's very interesting indeed. Now tell us, what about the word taxes?
Like I said before, buddy, it's the best darn state in the union.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Swine. Well, now that Jerry has discussed the income tax headache, let's all listen to what is about to be said.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may at one time or another have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Well, when you're in the music business, you meet a lot of people who write songs and a lot of more people who ask you to sing them. Just recently, a friend of mine wrote his first song, and this is one time I asked to sing it. The friend is our own wonderful conductor, Dick Stabile. So, Richard, let's play your song called My Heart Has Found a Home Now.
My heart has found a home now. My lips nowhere to rest. My heart has found a home now. A home that suits it best. My eyes know who see now, one side my whole life through. My eyes know who to see now, for they see only you. They say home is where the heart is. Where the heart is, love endures. And the very nicest part is, my heart's at home with yours. I know I'll never I'm glad to toe the line. My heart has found a home now, and what makes it so divine, your heart's at home with mine. My heart has found a home now, and what makes it so divine, your heart's at home with mine.
Myself. Now let's turn the next composition over to Jimmy Wallington.
Well, thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine.
So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight is one of the screen's newest and the most exciting leading ladies. I'm sure that our friends across the nation and you folks here in the theater will be happy to meet one of France's loveliest gifts to the USA. Miss Corinne Calvé, let's hear it.
Thank you. Hi, Dean.
Well, hi, Corinne. Say, it sure was nice of you to join us here tonight.
Oh, I was looking forward to it. I'm very anxious to meet your partner. How is he?
Well, Jerry's pretty tired, you know, with all the traveling and five shows a day. The kid's been working like a dog.
Oh, that's why they call him the animal.
No, Corinne, I wish you wouldn't refer to Jerry as the animal. He's very sensitive.
Oh, poor little fella.
Well, he's coming now, Corinne. Look, you stand in back of me and we'll sort of surprise him.
Hiya, Dean. Say, did you see me when I was... Hey, what you hiding behind your back?
Oh, it's a surprise, Jer. Take a guess.
Well, let's see. Is it something nice?
Oh, very nice.
Did you build it?
No, it's already been built.
Oh, is it beautiful, sweet, and round, and soft, and luscious?
Yes, sir.
Oh, goody, you brought me a hamburger.
Oh, stop. Now, you better take a good look, Jer. There. Does that look like a hamburger to you?
Holy cow! Holy cow!
Now, firstly, I'm a hamburger, and now I'm a whole cow.
Oh, come on, Jer. Be a good boy and say hello to our guest, Corinne Calvé.
Bonjour, Monsieur Louis. Comment allez-vous?
Good heavens, Dean, she's Spanish.
Jerry, Miss Corinne happens to be French.
Don't you know anything about French?
Do I know anything about French? Are you kidding? Chez les mon papa, c'est le tubu. La mante, c'est la chaussée. Quand le bâton, bon, ça la tue. La papa, c'est le tu. Bon, mais bon, c'est le pépé. Le tubu.
What does he mean?
Look, Jer, there's no use trying to compete with Miss Calvé in French.
Dean is right, Jerry. When I speak French, I'm using my mother tongue.
Your mother's tongue? She don't need it no more.
Jerry, please.
Does she write very often?
No, she doesn't send very many letters.
No wonder she can't even lick the postage stamp.
Let's change the subject.
All right, let's talk about French food. Do you like pâté de foie gras?
Say, I ordered that once, but they didn't have a bit of patty in the place.
Oh, what a pity.
No, patty.
I know it's patty. I said, what a pity.
Oh. After the show, maybe we can all play pity patty.
Now, don't get sore, Jerry. If it's okay with you two, what say we take a peek at the scene we prepared for tonight?
Yeah, let's do that. I've always wanted to play the part of a French maid.
All righty. Supposing we let our announcer set the scene.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Corinne Calvé will enact a touching domestic drama, a true life story that will thrill the hearts of young and old alike. Our scene is the home of Martin M. Martin. As we look in on this average American household, we find Mr. Martin reading to his small son from a book of fairy tales.
Hennessy clutched his stomach as the three bullets ripped through to his backbone. Forgetting the knife in his throat, he pulled the arrow out of his chest, fell to the floor in a bloody, broken mess.
Oh, gee, Dad, that was the most beautiful story I ever heard.
So why are you crying? You sound like Hennessy was your best friend.
Best friend, my eye. He still has my knife and my arrow.
Now, you listen to me, Junior. I hired a new maid today, and I don't want any rough stuff.
Well, don't worry about me, Dad. Uh-oh, here she comes. Wow-wee, zippity-doo-dah, va-boom-boom-boom.
Yes, sir, Bob.
I beg your pardon, little boy.
You'll have to excuse him, Alouette. Junior, Alouette is our new maid here. Now, I want you to shake hands with her.
Okay, all righty.
My little boy. Your hand is so nice and soft.
If you think that's soft, you ought to feel his brain.
I think that Junior and I are going to get along fine. You'll try very hard to be a good boy, won't you, Junior?
Don't worry about me, honey. I may not succeed, but I'll be in there pinching.
Junior, you mean you'll be in there pitching?
Like I always say, to each his own.
Junior. Junior? Well, Alouette, since you'll be taking care of Junior, you might as well know his schedule.
Oh, that's a good idea. Tell me, Junior, what do you have for breakfast?
Every morning I eat a big bowl of poopsies.
Poopsies?
Yeah, it's the breakfast of losers.
Do they make you feel strong?
Do they make me feel strong? You hear that? She wants to know if poopsies make me feel strong.
Do they?
I'm the most pooped out kid on the block.
Junior, you tell Alouette what you have for lunch.
Well, at lunchtime, I eat 6 hard-boiled eggs, a 1/2-pound steak, 2 hamburgers, 3 pounds of French fries, a quart of milk, and 3 Wilson golf clubs.
What? Who ever heard of eating a Wilson golf club?
Check with the writers. I'm just as surprised as you are.
Well, it's time for lunch now. Wash your face, Junior.
What for? I just washed it yesterday.
Is your face dirty, or is it just my imagination?
My face is clean, but I don't know about your imagination.
Now, you listen to me, Junior. You do whatever Alouette tells you. I have to go to work now.
But I've never been alone with her before. I'm scared.
Oh, don't be scared, Junior. I'm going to be very nice to you.
What nice? All you do is sit with me and hold my hand and tuck me in bed and kiss me goodnight and... You know what?
No, what?
I like it. I like it.
The mask is off. The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients, and here they are. Chesterfield uses the right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh by the only tried and tested moistening agents proved by over 40 years of continuous use in USA tobacco products as entirely safe for use in the mouth. Pure natural sugars and chemically pure, harmless, and far more costly glycerol. Nothing else. You can be glad if you smoke Chesterfields because they give you every advantage known to modern science. For you, that means that Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. All for your smoking pleasure and protection. They satisfy millions. Sound off for Chesterfields and do it today.
Well, I guess one of the hardest things in the world is saying goodbye to someone you love, even if it's just for a day. Jerry and I love to travel and play to all people who have been so kind to us. But when it comes time to hit the road and Jerry has to say goodbye to his Patty and I have to say goodbye to my Jeannie, well, I don't mind telling you that our hearts go into our boots. When we first started on this trip, we both agreed that we couldn't face it. And before the girls were ready to see us off, we sneaked off to the depot and we're on our way. I hope they understand, and maybe I can help them by telling them in a song that we just couldn't say goodbye.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through. I said I didn't love her, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to. but we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried. The curtains started waving for me to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide, and we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy, because at last we found, we just couldn't say goodbye. Because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye. We just couldn't say goodbye.
I like the way you sang, we just couldn't say hello.
Jerry, it's goodbye.
Oh, no, Dean. Not goodbye. Please don't leave me.
Jerry, why are you so excited?
Dean said he was going to leave me.
Well, don't worry. If he leaves, I'll stay.
All right. Dino, stop hanging around.
Oh, come on, stop it now, Jerry.
Well, boy, I guess it's time for me to say au revoir.
If this means goodbye, I'm sorry you said it, but thanks a million for being with us tonight, Corinne. You've been a wonderful sport.
Yeah, Corinne, you're all right in my book.
Good night, boys. Good night, everybody.
Good night, honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, your contributions to the Muscular Dystrophy Association have given thousands of people new hope. And when you are suffering from an incurable disease, the smallest ray of hope can give new courage. Much more money is needed for research. Research that will eventually find a cure for this dread disease. If you haven't already contributed, please send something to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Send it to MDA, New York 8, New York. That's MDA, New York 8, New York. Thank you.
Well, folks, until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that our new picture, Sailor Beware, can now be seen at your local theater. We hope you'll go see it. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
You have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. And by Chesterfield. Remember, Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.